the ocean and it's moving this away. And if your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Well, there's a storm out on the ocean and it's moving this away. If your soul not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Well, there's a storm out on the ocean and it's moving this away. If your soul not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Drift away, Lord, drift away. You will surely drift away. If your soul not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Drift away, Lord, drift away. You will surely drift away. If your soul not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Come on and give God some praise. Come on and give him some praise. You see, this is what God want to find us doing when he comes. He want to find us busy about his work. You need to give God some praise. Hallelujah. Because he's worthy of the praise. Glory to his name. You may be seated. Open your Bibles up to the book of 1 Kings. Chapter 18. First Kings, chapter 18. We'll start with verse number 41. This says, "And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. And he said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and he looked and he said, there is nothing. And he said, go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black and the clouds and the wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. And he girded up his loins, and he ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel." Come on and give God some praise. If you read the book of Kings here about Elijah, you'll notice that whenever the word of the Lord came unto him and gave him the prophet to give somebody else, It always came to pass. He said, the word of the Lord come unto thee. The word of the Lord has come unto you and I to instruct us, to lead us and to guide us along life's narrow pathway. Ahab told, if you read back in 17, he told Elijah that, why do you trouble Israel? But when you do some research on it and trace it all the way back, you'll find out it goes all the way back to Ahab's family because they wanted to worship and give honor to idolatry. So it was not the cause of the man of God, but it was cause of the king who wanted to do something else besides praising God. I don't know about you, but you got to give God his time. You got to give God some of your time, and if not all of your time, to praise him and to lift him up and to praise his name and to glorify his name. Because everything that God spoke unto Elijah, God has prepared the way for him to make it all the way. That same God is abiding with you and I today. He has spoken unto our spirits and to our soul. He has given us his promise. He has given us his covenant. And as sure as we stand here and stand on that covenant and stand on his promise, they shall come to pass. Elijah said unto him, get thee up, eat, and drink. I often wonder, reading chapter 17 especially, when all of those prophets he had, he gathered all those prophets up and he told them, he said, you go get some water. And after they had got through their seances and all this stuff and making a fuss over it, the Bible says they started early in the morning, went to noon, then they started noon and went to the evening time and looked around. They were still cutting themselves and mingling their blood with their sacrifice and all of this stuff. And then Elijah just got tired. He got tired of that foolishness because it was God's time. We got to get tired of the foolishness of the flesh because it's God's time. The time is at hand, and when God come back, he want to have the right sacrifice to receive unto himself. Glory to his name. Elijah told him, go get some pails and some buckets of water and pour up on your altar. Go kill a goat. Whatever you got to do, put some wood up there, pour the water on all of it. And he said, wait a minute, let's go back. He said, go back and get some more. Pour it up on there. Dug a trench around there. And the water ran down into the trenches. What I'm getting at is, I wonder, and we're going to get back to the message, where did he get all that water from? Since there was a famine in the land. Oh, glory to God. They was too far from the ocean or the sea. If you research it, they was about 16 miles from the sea, and it was late evening, so they didn't have time to go get 4 barrels of water to pour up on the sacrifice. So there had to be some water there already. You remember Jezebel had tore down that altar, but around the altar they always had a little reservoir where they put water in it so they wouldn't have to go so far when they need to use the water. That's where they got the water from. But when God brought the famine, it was not an absolute famine. He only restricted and took away. You remember over in 17, I think it was 16 or 17, where he said, there shall be no dew nor rain fall upon the earth except by my word. Hallelujah. Ah, glory to God. Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up and drink. What was he drinking? Water and eating food. The dew and the rain that God restricted, that was necessary for the crops and necessary for all the other things, the inland and the outland. It was necessary, but God restricted that, and that was enough to convict the hearts of the people. Sometimes God will do like he did Elijah, took him to the brook Cherith, but he let the brook after a year or so dry up. Why did he let it dry up? Because he needed another trial. You can't stay the same all the time, glory to God. You got to keep on praising God. You can't live on yesterday praising. You got to come with some new praises before God today. Glory to God. You can't live up on all of that blessing that God has blessed you. Glory to God. You need to take time out and look back over your life and give God some praise, because what you have, God has blessed you, and he's able to give and he's able to take it away. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise. He said, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. Let them have an ear, hear what the Spirit has to say. There is a sound of abundance of rain. See, Elijah was in tune with the one that declared the promise. But Ahab, glory to God, he was all frightened and he was all afraid. Why? Because he had seen what God did to those prophets. Glory to God. He burned up all the sacrifice, and then he told Elijah, you take every one of them bad boys down to the reservoir there and kill them all. Don't let not one of them get away. Don't you know God can take care of your enemy? He won't let none of your enemies escape to come back and retaliate on you again. Glory to God. What God has said in his word for his people shall come to pass. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I won't leave you alone. I won't let your enemy overtake you. Glory to God. I won't let him sift you like wheat. Glory to God. But I'll be by your side. I'll be with you all the days of your life. I'll fight your battle that's already been fought. Glory to God. And I'll give you the victory if you stand on my word and lean on my word and hold fast to my word. I give you the victory that I promised even before the beginning of this world. Hallelujah. He said, there's a sound of the abundance of rain. You done prayed all your life for something for God to give to us. But sometimes God will let the brook dry up because we need another trial. I don't know about you, but I need another trial. Maybe I better shut my mouth, but it's going to come anyway. Sometimes we get complacent in the things that God has blessed us with, so God will let the brook dry up. He'll send a famine in your land. And he'll take away just enough that you're going to humble yourself under his mighty hand once again and call upon his name that blessed you in the beginning. He's the same God that can bless you now and forevermore. Glory to God. God haven't ran out of blessing. He haven't run out of things. He hasn't run out of anything that we have need of. God is not weak in his word. Glory to God. God, he said, who is man that I'm mindful of him? I don't need man to guide you, but I am your guide in hand. I'm your guide in light. Glory to God. I'm your strength. Glory to God. I'm your truth. Glory to God. Look unto me, the author and the finisher, and I'll lead you and I'll guide you along this pathway, said God. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. Sound of abundance of rain. You got to look for things from God. People sit around, they pray. I heard some people say, well, you only had to pray it once. You don't have to, don't pray it no more. Well, that might be true. But you ought to give him some praise and say, God, I thank you. I already received it. Why? Because I hear a sound of abundance coming in. God, I think you haven't got here yet, but I hear the sound coming in. Glory to God. Oh, God, I haven't received it yet, but oh, I hear a sound. Glory to God. Oh, God, I haven't got it yet. I haven't got what I asked you for. Glory to God. You gave me something, but that main and one thing that I'm asking you for seemed to be greater than all of the others, but I still hear a sound that lets me know that it's on the way. Glory to God. You got to hold on to God's unchanging hand, because everything you ask God for is on the way. Glory to God, and it surely shall come to pass in your lifetime. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. So Ahab went up eat and to drink. But guess what? while he was gone, what did Elijah do? The Bible says he went up to Mount Cumberland, fell down on his knees, put his face between his knees. In other words, he was in a prostrate condition or position. And he began to thank God. Glory to God. And he told his servant, he said, you go. He said to his servant, go up now toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. While Ahab was steady getting some strength, and he needed some. Why? Because he was afraid of what had happened, what he had done. And he was feared that it was going to happen to him. So he was without food for days. Glory to God. Should have been fasting when them 40 prophets was 400 prophets. He was without food for days. But while he was eating, Elijah was praying. See, it wasn't the words that he said. It's not the words that come from your mouth. They only become your words is when God put them into you to speak. That's why Elijah said, it's not going to rain except by my word. Why? Because he was always seeking God, Jehovah, hallelujah. He knew God, Jehovah, hallelujah. You got to seek God all the time. You got to praise God all the time. You got to give him honor all the time. When I was growing up, long as I was living with my mother and my father under their roof, I had to give them some respect all the time. Hakomamoshaka. We are the children of God. We are the house of God. We are his temple, glory to God. We are his holy place, glory to God. We ought to give the Father some praise and some respect and honor in our lives, glory to God. Instead of looking for the things, the blessings, glory to God, so that only God can dry the brook up, glory to God, to get our attention again. I don't want God to dry the brook up, glory to God. Just give me another try, God, so I can add to what I already got, glory to God. Lift it up your mighty name and praise in my God. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. Elijah was praying. It wasn't so much his word. See, he prayed unto God. We have to pray to God, unto God. The Bible says in Philippians 4:6, says, be careful for nothing, but in everything with thanksgiving. Everything with thanksgiving. Through what? Prayer and supplication. Make your requests be known unto God. Why? Because God is able to supply every need according to your riches and glory. It doesn't matter about the circumstances you're going through, glory to God. Sometimes we get caught up in that. That becomes our treasure. That becomes our toys, glory to God. That becomes our blessing because we're so tied up in the mess that we have made, glory to God. So God let the brook dry up, glory to God. He take away all of the substance, glory. Everything that man created by his own hand. See, you can get things by your own might and your own strength and your own will, glory to God. But it ain't never enough, glory to God. But if you keep your mind stayed up on God, the one that gave us the promise, glory to God, he said, I will never let my children go hungry. I will never let them be sick without healing them. I never let them be knocked down without picking them up. I never let them be hated without giving them my love, glory to God. I never let darkness come into their life except that my light shine and the darkness disperse out of their life. This is the kind of God that we are serving, glory to God. We are serving a mighty God. He's past finding out, glory to God. He's an unlimited God, hallelujah, glory to God. So God said you can ask him for how much you want. As long as you have faith in him and stand on his word, God will provide. Why? Because his name is Jehovah. God, my provider. Hallelujah. Come on and give me some praise. Glory to his name. I like Elijah because he still was about the Father's business. He was praying according to the promise. See, he already heard the rain coming. See, he heard the rain when God told him, the word of the Lord came unto him and told him to speak unto King Ahab and tell him there ain't going to be no more rain. Ain't going to be no more dew to fall upon the crops. Ahab got so disappointed, he had his servant to go out and go down to the edge of the brooks where the water, the reservoirs was. And he said, gather up the twigs around there. Perhaps they got a little water in their roots. And we can feed it to the animals while it lasts. And maybe they'll last a little longer before they die. But Elijah told his servant, go up again. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, take another look. He said, go up again and take another look. Sometime you got to look back on your life and see how far God done brought you. Glory to God. That's what we need to do. When you look back on your life, when you take another look, then you begin to praise God. Hallelujah. Instead of caught up in our trial and circumstances and situations that we're going to always go through. But while we're going through, we need to take another look. Why? Because God is always there. God is always there with the victory in our life. God is always there to lift us up. God is always there to encourage us. So I'm here to tell you tonight, take another look, glory to God. You may be down and out, but take another look, glory to God. You may be sick tonight, but take another look, glory to God. You may be weak in your body, but take another look, glory to God. Your mind might be perplexed, but take another look. Why? Because when you take another look, you'll find that God is still there. Hallelujah. And he said his servant, go up toward the sea. And he went up and he said, there is nothing. You see, sometimes that's the way some of us are. When we don't have it, when we think we need it. When there is nothing. When your car broke down, you ain't got the money. Your relatives are dry. The bank won't give you no loan. The government ain't about to help you. You need to take another look. Because none of those are your provider. It's the mighty hand of God. The one who created all things. And he put him here in the earth for you and I. Glory to God. So if we stand on his word, and the Bible says when we ask it in his name and doubt not in our heart, we can have whatsoever we say. Glory to God. Whatsoever that word is unto God, we can have what we say. Why? Because we believe that God is the great provider, and he is. Hallelujah. He said, I don't see nothing. You know what happens when you don't see nothing? You get impatient. Impatient will kill you. What they say that about that cat? Curiosity kill the cat. When you get impatient, you don't see nothing. Your disposition change. Your emotions get fouled up. Your attitude get messed up. Because now you're in a trial. Seems like it's greater than the trial that you had before. But if you take another look, you'll find out that the same God in the trial in the past is in the trial that you got right now. So all you got to do is call upon his name. All you got to do is do like Elijah. Fall down on your face and begin to thank God for your life. Glory to God. Thank God for the breath that you're breathing. Thank God for your eyesight. Glory to God. Thank God that you're able to walk. Thank God that you're able to talk. Glory to God. Thank God that you're able to lift your hands. Thank God that you're able to sleep in your bed. Glory to God. Thank God that he came in glory to God and took you away. Let death take you. Glory to God. You ought to give God some praise because he's a great God and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. He said, go again 7 times. Perfection. See, when we get it, it's always on time. It's always perfect. I mean, it takes care of the situation. It don't leave not one stone unturned. And we jump back and look at God in great awe. We ought to do that when we're in our trial. We ought to praise God when we're going through. That's the best time to give him some praise. Why? Because he is the power. He is the strength, glory to God. And if you give him some praise in the midst of your trial, God, you'll look up and glory to God. You'll take another look and glory to God. Your trial is behind you and you're walking with God. Glory to God. Glorify his name. You got the victory that God already planned for you in the beginning. You just had to get yourself in the right place at the right time. You just have to get yourself in the right season. Glory to God. You just had to get yourself together with God. You got to line up with God's word. Line up on line. Precept up on precept. Here a little and there a little. You got to line up with the word of God because his word is true and his word shall never fail. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. Glory to his name. He said, go. He went up there the seventh time and he said, behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea in the form of a man's hand. We get a little blessing that we call little. It ain't nothing but a test. It's a trial. God gonna see how faithful you are to the little bit. I like God because he know your heart. You can't lie to him. You might not even work your mouth, but God know your heart. He said, I see a little cloud. The scripture said, little is in much in the hands of the Lord. Little. Before he knew it, he took another look. And it was, the skies were black and dark and boisterous. And he told, oh, let me read it. Glory to God. He said, and it came to pass the seventh time. And he said, behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down that the rain stop thee not. In other words, Ahab, you better go now. Because the rain is going to come so hard and so heavy and so full of abundance, glory to God, that it, when you get to the brook Kishon, glory to God, you won't be able to get across. And if you do try to cross, perhaps then your chariot wheel going to sink in the heavy mud that comes from the rain. Don't stand around questioning God, glory to God. Receive the blessing as he put it in your hand, glory to God. And cross on over, glory to God. And let the rest of the blessing catch up with you, glory to God. Ahab saddled up those mules, glory, those horses, and he saddled up that chariot, and he drove, he rode to Jezreel, glory to God. But here is the servant of the Lord who believed God in his promise that he's going to send the rain. When he told him he's going to send it, his name is Elijah. And Elijah, the Bible said, ran ahead of Ahab, glory to God. He girded up his loins and he ran it on ahead of Ahab. And he beat Ahab into Jezreel. There's an old saying in the eastern part of the country, glory to God, that the king and the nobles always had runners go before the chariots, glory to God. Let me tell you one thing about Elijah. Elijah was trained to be a runner, glory to God, hallelujah. So he wasn't doing nothing out of the ordinary. You and I, we're trained to be a runner. The Bible said, run this race with patience, glory to God. Looking unto the author and the finisher of your faith. We were trained to be a runner, glory to God. And we got the best trainer in the universe. We got the best trainer in the world, glory to God. The hand of the Lord was up on Elijah, and it was up on him, mind, body, and soul, glory to God. He had to have strength in his body to run all the way, because it was about 10 or 18 miles into Jezreel. Glory to God. But it doesn't matter about the distance. It doesn't matter about the circumstance. It doesn't matter about the problem. God is the power, glory to God. God is the one that can bring you out. God is the one that can save. God is the one that can heal. God is the one that will get the glory out of his people. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I want to run for Jesus. Hallelujah. I tried many things in life. And they didn't work. But when I find Jesus, I find a difference. Because he is the difference between life and death. He is the difference, glory to God, between strength and weakness. He's the difference between sadness and joy. He's the difference, glory to God, between love. God, he's the only love, glory to God. He is that great love, the one that laid down his life for a friend. And he called you and I his friends. Glory to God. But when he rose again, he said, let all them that will come unto me come. And unto him, he gave them the power to become the sons of God. Glory to God. We are now sons of God. Hallelujah. Running this race with patience. Glory to God. We don't fall down. If we fall, we get up. Glory to God. We got the author with us in the race. Glory to God. We got the trainer with us in the race. Glory to God. If we want to change clothing, we can change clothing. But in this race, you don't change clothing. We got on one suit, glory to God, and it's going to last all the way to the end. The Bible says, glory to God, put on the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. Put it on. Gird yourself about your loin with the truth. That's what Elijah had. Gird yourself about your loin with the truth of God. Put on the helmet of salvation. Elijah understood God's promise, glory to God, hallelujah. We understand God's promise when he speaks to us, and we also hear him when he speaks, hallelujah. Glory to his name. Closing. He says, in the hand of the Lord, the hand of the Lord was up on Elijah. Don't you know the hand of the Lord is up on you right now? You and I, the hand of God is up on us right now. If his hand was not up on us, do you think we would be here? If his hand was not up on us, do you think we'll have a house to go to when we leave here? If his hand was not up on us, do you think that you can drive your car trusting in the manufacturer that everything's going to be all right and something soon to fall apart on that thing as soon as you leave out the lot? I don't care if it's brand new or you had it for some years, glory to God. But what? The hand of the Lord is up on you, glory to God. You don't have to worry about those things. Just keep your mind stayed up on God and give him some praise, glory to God, because he is your God. He is your author. He is your finisher. He is your provider. So keep your mind stayed up on God. Let the trials come. Let the circumstances come. Let the situation come. God, there's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing that God can't do. There's nothing impossible to those that believe that God is God in their lives. Hallelujah. Everybody stand. Come on and give him some praise. Come on and give me some praise. Don't be like Ahab, get afraid. Come on and give God some praise in the house. He's worthy to be praised. Come on and glorify his name. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. It's his name. Glory to God. It's not our name. It's his name. Glorify his name. Glorify the word that's in us. The word that's in us is his word. Glory to God. And if we abide in him and he abide in us, we become one with him and the Father and the Holy Ghost. And so now it's our word. And when we speak that word, glory to God, it shall bring forth those things that are not as though they are. Glory to God. Why? Because God put it where he wanted to be. Hallelujah. If you need some prayer, if you want some prayer, come on down in the altar. Meet me down in the altar. Glory to God. God is a mighty God.